Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Enjoy with Dawn Grant. I'm bringing it to you from beautiful Amelia Island. I'm actually on the beach right now. Don't have the bathing suit on, but have the ability to drive out there and look at the wonderful surf. So what a great opportunity, a great place to be able to reflect and bring you some inspirations. And Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8:30 Eastern time, I'd like to have the opportunity to give your mind a little deeper perspective on some things, or at least some thoughts to reflect upon. We are all different, so we all have a different way of viewing things. We all have our unique experiences that have brought us to today, and those give us an ability to reflect upon things in our own way as well. So may or may not agree with my perspective, but at least it'll give you food for thought. Today's inspirational quote is, "Hope sees the invisible, feels the intangible, and achieves the impossible." And this is quite good timing for this quote, because I happen to have a friend that I've been chatting with recently, and he's an Eckhart Tolle fan and is very much striving to be a person that lives in his life completely in the present. And those of you that are aware of Eckhart Tolle, he wrote The Power of Now, Awakening to Your Life Purpose. But to completely live in the present, you know, basically, whatever you're experiencing, you're enjoying, you see the good in it. And he had actually chatted with me or sent me an email this morning that said something about, you know, to get to the point, to strive to get to the point where, if you got a job, then that's good. If you lose your job, then that's good. If you are happily married, then that's good. But if your wife leaves you, then that's good. You know, to be able to have that perspective and to be able to go with the flow of life and to just see the good in all that's continually happening at all times, which I find in my conversations with him that I subscribe to that to some degree, but in some degree I don't as well. I mean, it almost feels to me that takes away hope. I feel like that takes away desire. And I know that maybe we shouldn't ever want for more, and that's another thing that we've chatted about is, you know, if you sit there and desire more, then basically the present moment is in lack then. There's an uncomfortable feeling that you're lacking something if you're desiring more than what you have. Again, very interesting if you stop to think about it. But from my perspective, especially since I teach my clients to find out who they are, but also what they desire in life, I personally feel like we should have goals and dreams and desires. And obviously those are outside of the present moment. Now, I always do remind my clients, though, to recognize and be grateful for what you currently do have. You know, stop long enough to look around and look within and look at your relationships in your life and think about, you know, what am I grateful for right now in this exact moment? And I personally see tons of things that I'm grateful for. And to be able to practice gratitude every day will actually help you to even look at the little things and see what you're grateful for, and to have a better feeling about yourself and about your life that you're living. But it almost seems to me that if you're okay and everything's great, whether your wife just left you or whether she's there with you or not, if that's great either way, then don't you become kind of lackadaisical? Don't you become kind of unmotivated for more? Don't you become kind of lethargic? And I don't know, it almost feels to me like it's robotic. It almost feels to me that if you're completely good, not just content, good or great with no matter what happens, then how can you have goals and how could you want to strive to perfect yourself? How can, you know, to me, their soul is here on earth to evolve and to become better and to grow. And that's having more or acquiring more, even acquiring more gratitude would be something that you may not have now, but that you would bring into your life. having more love. These are great things. And so, yeah, I can feel good about having gratitude in my life now, but ideally, I would like to have even more. I would like to exercise more than I do. I would like to eat more healthy smoothies every morning because I only do it once or twice a week now. These are things to me that I feel like we desire. So this brings about, this quote for the day brings about some of the conversations that I've been having lately. So hope sees the invisible. I'm a believer in hope. Hope is desire, and it's combined with an expectation of that whatever it is that you desire, that wish will be granted. So hope is a desire plus an expectation of getting what is wanted. So hope sees the invisible. Hope sees and believes that even though I might not see it right now in my life, I may, if I desire it and I expect that it will come, this goes back to the whole law of attraction stuff, then it becomes possible. Hope sees the invisible. You've got to believe that there's much more to life than what's presently happening right now in this seat that you're sitting in. You've got to know that there is so much to strive for, to perfect in yourself. We were talking about relationships, and I was telling them that, you know, I believe relationships are learning experiences. I definitely believe that. Sometimes they're short-term learning experiences, and sometimes they're long-term. So I said to him, well, I'm ready for a long-term learning lesson. I'm ready for a long lesson. I'm ready to share my life with somebody so that we can go through challenges together, so that we can, you know, buddy up. And not only would I be spiritually growing because of that relationship, I would hopefully be helping the other person to spiritually grow and to evolve and become better. But together as a team, we could even face life challenges and be able to go through them together. And of course, there'll be ups and downs and doubts and fears and everything else. So he was like, well, that makes it sound like you're not happy with where you are now. And what I realized is that's not true. I could have said that before. I was definitely, there were times in my life where that was a definite truth. But what I explained is my life today is a wonderful chocolate cake that is full of every ingredient that I enjoy and I love. And I really believe that. I've had the opportunity to be aware of what I desire and what I like and to create this really wonderful chocolate cake that symbolizes my life. But just because I know that that chocolate cake would taste even better with a chocolate fudge ganache topping on it doesn't mean I feel like it's lacking without it. I just feel like by adding a really wonderful chocolate ganache on top that it would make it decadent and delicious and superb. And that is how I see a relationship. So I don't feel like the chocolate cake is lacking or not good enough as it is. I don't feel like my life now is not good enough as it is. I recognize the really great ingredients in it. But I also know that by adding that topping, by adding a relationship, or you can, that topping could be anything in your life. By adding that, it would bring it and be perceived as even more wonderful. So I believe that hope is important. Hope sees the invisible. That topping may not be there, but I can desire it in my mind. I can hope and expect that it would be granted. So hope sees the invisible, feels the intangible. The intangible is something that we can't touch. You can't touch it because it's not truly existing in matter or in form yet. It's not actually physically touchable, but, you know, as we all know, most of us anyways, there's a lot to life that we don't actually touch, much more than we all even probably realize. But hope also achieves the impossible. So So achieving something means to bring it about, but you're bringing it about by your own means, by your own effort. So again, if I'm just sitting here thinking, my life is good, my life is great the way it is, whether or not my spouse is with me or my spouse just left me this morning. If you're sitting there thinking that it's great, period, which I do have to say, I do suggest to people, don't ever allow yourself to stay in the negative space for very long. We are human, so we do experience emotion. We do feel good feelings, and we do feel what we would think of as bad feelings. Those are associated with our perceptions of what we believe things should be like. Of course, then they're associated with our own personal thoughts. So in order to want more, to desire more, to want to perfect, to evolve, to grow, then you actually have to put effort into it. Again, that's the part that's a little bit confusing to me. If you're feeling great with whatever's happening in life and going with the flow and just completely kind of content with whatever God gives you in this moment, which I think is great for sure, you do have to experience gratitude. You do have to experience enjoying and being happy to even just be alive. And I do that every day. Actually, it's a happy sadness that I have when I go to bed at night that, wow, I've just experienced another amazing day. And I wake up in the morning grateful for another opportunity to live life. And I truly live that way. But you've got to know that you do, in order to achieve the impossible, you have to be able to put action into your life. You have to put effort into your life. You have to put one step in front of the other if you want to get from point A to point B. So, and to achieve the impossible, which the impossible is something that we believe or perceive we're incapable of being or having or occurring, and it happens to also mean hopeless. So hope sees the invisible, feels the intangible, and achieves the impossible, or what would be considered hopeless. So I guess I'm a funny balance somewhere between living completely into the present and being just so 100% grateful and happy and jovial about what I have right now. There's a funny balance, I believe, that people should have of being able to oscillate between that and what is it that... what else would I like to perfect my experience, to even welcome challenges into my life, welcome experiences that I can know that I'll grow from? That's like welcoming a relationship. You know it's a lesson. You know there's going to be challenges. So why can't you openly open up your arms and say, I welcome a challenge into my life. I welcome relationships. I welcome, as I said earlier, a long-term lesson with another person that would be a partner in life. Because to open up your arms to these things then tells me that you hope for them or that you do desire them. And we're all different. So we all desire different things. We all perceive things differently. We all desire things that are different from each other in one way or the other. So, again, it's kind of oscillating between I'm grateful, I love where I'm at, I love what I'm doing, I love my life, I'm happy to have each day to live and to experience, but I'm taking action every day towards a certain direction, a blueprint that I've created of what I desire and what I hope for. So you've got to be able to visualize and to know what direction you want your house to go, your life to go. It's like building a house. If you've got a blueprint, you know what direction you're going in. You know what steps to take to build it. But then you have to come back in the present to actually hammer the nails into the wall. You have to be present to actually build it and to feel it and experience it as it goes. Because in the moment, you might decide, I don't really want this wall in this spot. So it's oscillating between desiring and building a blueprint and hoping for certain things, but then bringing yourself back into the present. So hope sees the invisible, feels the intangible, and achieves the impossible. Go out there and achieve achieve through your action an amazing life and your career and your relationships and even with times for yourself. This is what inventions come from. So thank you for tuning in. This is Dawn Grant. You can visit my website, dawngrant.com. Feel free to contact me through my email. It's dawn@dawngrant.com. I'll be happy to even get into some chats with you about all this. And you can even visit my blog and make a few comments about some of my insights that I've written about on this blog talk radio. Have a wonderful day. I hope that you go into it oscillating between desiring and hoping and building and evolving, but also being present to experience the now and to feel and to feel not only physically but emotionally, and to take action towards what it is that you want every single day, building and perfecting and evolving and growing. Have a super day, and I'll chat with you on Friday.